Hello again, this is Ken Martin, the editor of the Austin Bulldog. I'm going to read you a story that I wrote and published July 15, 2020 in the AustinBulldog.org. The title is Two Garzas Win Travis County Prosecutor's Job. State Senate District 14 special election was forced into runoff. The wave of criminal justice reform sweeping the country since billionaire George Soros began pumping millions into district attorney elections was manifested last night in the massive win racked up by Jose Garza. Early on, he had a lead of 30,000 votes, causing incumbent district attorney Margaret Moore to concede soon after the results were posted on the Travis County Clerk's website. Garza is currently executive director of the Workers' Defense Project. Formerly, he served as assistant public defender at Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid and assistant public defender in the Western District of Texas. He had immense help from four separate political action committees. The Austin Bulldog's analysis of Garza's campaign finance report shows these four PACs combined spent upwards of $500,000 to boost his candidacy. Real Justice PAC, whose declared purpose is to elect prosecutors who will fix our broken criminal justice system. Texas Freedom Network PAC, which is involved in a variety of liberal issues, not specifically criminal justice. Texas Justice and Safety PAC, which received $652,000 from George Soros and $10,000 from the Jose Garza campaign, according to Transparency USA. And Workers' Defense and Action PAC, whose goal is to elect progressive candidates that support a progressive, pro-worker, pro-immigrant agenda. Garza's victory in the district attorney's election echoed similar results in Bayard County in 2018. Soros poured nearly $900,000 into the campaign of Joe Gonzalez, the San Antonio Express News reported. The big money bet paid off. Garza ousted incumbent District Attorney Nicholas Nico LaHood in the Democratic Party primary. Another Garza wins county attorney's job. Meanwhile, county attorney candidate Delvia Garza, currently Mayor Pro Tem on the Austin City Council, got off to a 55-45% lead over Assistant County Attorney Lori Iserloh. Garza led by 12,347 votes and early results. Angelo sent an email conceding the race to Delia Garza just after 11:30 p.m. By then, Garza was still ahead by more than 10,000 votes. I congratulate Delia Garza on her victory in the Travis County Attorney's race. I wish her all the best in serving in this important county office, Angelo's email stated. I also extend my sincere gratitude to the Travis County community for their support and engagement during the campaign. It has been a great honor to work with so many amazing people and create a shared vision for Travis County. Although these may be difficult times for so many in our community, I have great faith that we will get through these times and emerge even stronger. I greatly appreciate everyone who gave so much time, talent, and support to my campaign. Many thanks to my campaign team, volunteers, and supporters. It has been one of the greatest honors of my life to work with you all. And heartfelt thanks to my family for being a constant source of support. Although I'm disappointed with the results, please know that I will continue to work in our community and make it a better place for all. Garza's win came despite Iserloh outspending her by more than $168,000. Garza's victory speech on Facebook. We did it, Travis County. I'm proud of the campaign we ran, and I'm grateful to all who believed in our message of bringing real change and meaningful criminal justice reform to our community. We knew this would be an uphill battle, and we faced many obstacles, but this was worth every step of the process. I've heard the voters, and with the community collaboration and support, I will address criminal justice reform in Travis County in a way that will have a lasting impact. Our community and our country are hungry for much overdue reforms and social justice transformations that I believe we can make a reality. I'm proud of my service to the community as an Austin firefighter and the first Latina City Council member and Mayor Pro Tem, and I'm also grateful to continue my journey in public service as your next county attorney after our election in November. Thank you for placing your confidence in me. Whether you voted for me or not, I plan to represent our whole community and our collaborative journey to ensure that all residents in Travis County feel safe, heard, and represented. Winning the county attorney's job will more than double Garza's salary. Current county attorney David Escamilla makes about $203,000 a year. As a city council member, her salary was $79,934. Thus, the county attorney's job will boost her income by 154%. Senate District 14. Former county judge Sarah Carp figuratively came within an inch of winning the Senate seat. She netted 49.66% of the combined Travis and Bastrop County votes. Her total vote count was 59,267. That was not enough to avoid a runoff for State Representative Eddie Rodriguez. He was a distant second with 33.84% of the two county votes. He tallied 40,384 votes. That there would be a runoff was almost certain given the crowded field included four other candidates. This, in effect, is a huge setback for Rodriguez. In terms of funding, he outraised Eckhart by 3-1. He raked in more than $746,000 to Eckhart's $228,000. But Eckhart's results show that money isn't everything. Bastrop County final results indicate that Don Zimmerman won that county with 3,414 votes for 38.95%. Eckhart netted 2,753 votes for 31.41%. Rodriguez got 1,984 votes for 22.64%. With the two counties combined, Zimmerman garnered 15,564 votes for 13.04%. Thank you for listening to the Austin Bulldogs audio reading of this particular story, and I hope you will enjoy this new feature that we're providing and that you'll be ready to tune in and listen to the next story that we publish at theaustinbulldog.org. Thank you. Bye-bye.